Happy New Year and welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod.
Wow, that was a very sneaky start of the episode. Because here I was on my phone texting people who aren't you, and all of a sudden I hear you introduce the show.
I try and keep you on your toes, Ben. That was, it's one of my New Year's resolutions.
I was going to say, my New Year's resolution should be prepared.
Yep, just like the scout.
Yeah, I was a scout for like a week, and then I decided I didn't like being outside, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, that'll happen.
How about you? Were you ever a scout?
I was a scout for a little bit, but my mom didn't like taking me to the meetings, so I ended up stopping.
Hmm. Well, it seems like we both had a very short-lived experience with the scouts.
Yep, but yours made sense, and mine just makes me sound sad.
Oh, I don't know if it makes you sound sad so much as your mom is just like,
Well, then, like, my growing up. Ben, just let me have this. I had a hard childhood.
Oh, okay. Well, you can tell.
It really comes out.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't have to say that for me to know. Just looking at you, listening to you over the course of 50 episodes, I think a lot of the listeners probably know you had a hard childhood, too.
Aw, thanks, guys. Thanks for noticing.
That's why they listen to us, because they can tell that, you know, you're very sad, but I'm very happy.
You're very well-adjusted.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Or at least I'm very good at faking it on a microphone.
So, besides being prepared, what else do you have for New Year's resolutions?
Oh, Brian. How difficult. How difficult of you to ask me such a question.
I guess you weren't prepared
again, prepared a second time. How about you, Brian? Maybe I can come up with something while you tell us what you are New Year's resolutioning.
I'm going to stop going to the gym. I'm going to start smoking. And I think I'm going to try and be less patient with people that tick me off.
Oh, okay. Wow, those sound like very admirable resolutions. I guess for me, I would say leave the house less. And I don't know, that's really probably, I don't have too many resolutions, you know? Like, because if you spread yourself too thin, it's very hard to focus on achieving them. So I think maybe I'll just stick with leaving the house less.
That sounds good. You can really focus on that and really make sure that all the time you're in the house.
If I had another resolution that was like, go to the gym, those two things would be in conflict, and then I wouldn't know which one to do.
Yeah, you'd have to get a home gym or something.
Yeah.
And then that's a whole new set of resolutions.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe I should just stick with the one.
It's a good plan.
How about you, listener? Fill this dead air with your New Year's resolution. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. We're really proud of you. We're going to hold you accountable to that.
Yeah, so every week, just before you start the podcast, just say how you're doing, and then we will welcome you to the podcast.
Yeah, and that'll be our little indication that, like, good job.
Yeah, we'll hold you accountable, but we're not going to nag you about it.
Yeah, well, we don't want to be annoying. Although, if I did have to have a second resolution, it would be nag people more.
Oh, that's a good one. But then you may have to leave the house.
Mm, you're right. Because in the physical world, nagging people is more effective than just like sending them a bunch of emails.
Yeah, getting out into meat space.
Yeah.
Well, this is Amateur Tarot Pod right now.
If you didn't know, which we could understand how you might not know.
This is the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
And you know what? If I had to offer up a resolution for our listeners, if somebody didn't fill that dead air with a resolution, the resolution that I would bestow upon you would be never miss an episode of the podcast this year, you know? Download every single one, subscribe, listen, rate us.
Tell five friends.
Tell friends.
Every week.
I love that. I love that one. That's a great resolution because not only are you helping yourself, you're helping others. And that's really the best resolution of all.
Well, that not leaving the house host that is sitting to my right is Ben Noble.
Holy crap, have we not even introduced ourselves?
We haven't.
All right, well, that's Brian Dooley.
And what we're going to do today is a really complex tarot spread. Right, Ben?
Was that part of the resolution plan?
No, just the same super complex spread.
Okay. I thought we were even going... I thought we were getting more complex than that, which I was not prepared for. But yes, our very complex tarot spread is three cards, and we're going to flip those over in an order that represents the past, the present, and the future.
Is it just the future, Ben?
Well, it's the 100% guaranteed future.
Okay.
Money back guarantee.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
And how often has that come true for us?
100% of the time. How else could we give the 100% money back guarantee?
That's right. And then maybe we'll do a little card of the week action. Who knows?
We probably will.
Yeah, you know, because it's the format of the show.
Yeah.
It's written right here on the outline.
We do it all the time.
All right, I guess, should we just jump right into Queerance Corner?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's jumping right in since it's been like 5 minutes, but we can jump into it.
All right, let's do it. Here we are, Queerance Corner. Welcome.
Does it feel different in the new year?
It's the first Queerance Corner 2018.
Oh, I love that.
Who's it going to be? What's it going to be about? What problems are we going to solve today? Is it going to be turmoil in the Middle East? Is it going to be things within our own borders? Or is it going to be...
Well, Brian, if I had to guess, I would say it's probably going to be a question about someone's relationship, a question about someone wanting to start some sort of project or business or something, or some sort of, like, life career advice.
You've really been communing with the spirits, haven't you, Ben?
Yeah, I generally find that those are the questions we get asked. Nobody's calling us up on the phone and saying, how do we solve this Middle East peace thing? We could tell them.
We could. We've got the answers right here. We've got the answers.
I feel like that's a thing that people, you know... We have the answers, and yet they're sitting around in rooms with whiteboards and big pieces of paper and four-star military generals and
trying. Oh, those Kleger whiteboards?
Yeah.
That you can see through on both sides?
Yeah, and they're like, what if we did all of this complicated stuff? And it's like, why don't you just flip over three cards?
Mm-hmm.
It's guaranteed future. I mean, I guess that doesn't guarantee it's a good one, but...
Well, still, you know then.
Yeah, then you don't have to waste all this time whiteboarding.
And how often do we give a bad future? Never.
Never, because we always flip over enough cards to make sure that the future is good.
You just have to keep going, and it'll win. You'll win. Your winning happens.
Yeah.
It's a winner.
So, what is today's question, Brian?
Well, Liz asks, I'm getting married in a year.
See? Relationship question.
What will my first year of marriage be like?
Well, mazel tov.
Yeah, it's a mitzvah. Good yep. job.
Good job. Good job, Liz.
And what?
Or wait, she's getting married in a year. Is that 2019?
Wait. This is confusing because we got this question way back in 2017.
Yeah.
And then now she's getting married in a year.
Is it a year from when we're reading it or a year from when she sent it?
Well, it's got to be a year from when we're reading it because she had to know that we were psychic.
You're right. So she's getting married in 2019.
She's getting married on New Year's Day 2019.
Wow. What an anniversary.
Yeah.
Everybody will remember. I mean, my parents' anniversary is April something or other, so they didn't pick a big enough day, you know?
Yeah, there's only one big day in April.
And that's the first.
Oh, I guess two big days then. Because there's also 420.
Oh, nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, Hitler's birthday. I only know that because I have a friend whose birthday is 420. And
nice, nice, nice.
That's a joke that he always makes.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, my birthday is 420. You know what that means. And then he gets all somber and he goes, it's Hitler's birthday.
I have a friend whose birthday is New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't that pretty crazy?
I bet he has. I bet on his 21st he was pretty upset.
Oh.
Because everybody was partying the night before. And he had to sit at home like a chump, just drinking soft soda.
Yeah, but as soon as that ball dropped, he was in the bar like, shots, shots, shots.
We come to find out that this is like your 12-year-old nephew.
Yeah, it's not, though.
Good.
Okay, so Liz is getting married on New Year's Day in 2019. Congrats, we're very happy for you. What will her first year of marriage be like?
So this is... along the lines of other questions we've had, but it is not like many questions that we've had.
Explain.
This is asking us not to give advice, but to prognosticate what could be happening in the future.
Well, seeing as our future outcome is guaranteed, I feel pretty confident in our abilities to do just that.
Here's something that I'm going to spring on you.
Wow.
Should we just do three guaranteed future cards?
All right. I mean, I hope that we don't use up all the magic, you know?
Well, a deck is full of magic and the spirits keep refilling it.
But eventually, might they run out?
The spirits?
Yeah. Will we use all their good energy?
I don't think so. So many people have died over the course of the past 7 billion years or however long animals have been around. At least 15 years. Let's say people have been around for at least 15 years.
Okay.
I can say that with some scientific certainty.
Couldn't you say that you're older than 15?
Which is why I know that people have been around at least that long.
Okay, but you don't remember before 15 years that people were around?
I had a really rough childhood, Ben.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I guess let's do this crazy reading.
Okay, before we do it, you can say no. Before we do it, you can say no.
No, I have to say yes. We're going to do it.
All right, well, let's get to it.
Let's give some structure to it, though.
Okay.
Let's kind of shape it. Because we're talking about the first full year of marriage, so maybe we should, it is the future, but it should be like the start, the middle, and then the end of the first year.
Yeah, or we could do four cards, and we could do like the seasons.
Four cards,
starting the new year off strong.
Are you insane? People are going to unsubscribe from this show en masse, because they like consistency.
But we're just making it up. So it's not like we're getting more expertise.
All right, Brian, we'll do your crazy four-card seasonal reading.
All right, Liz, guys, are you ready for this?
Wait, I just wanted to point out that we're just going for it. You know, we're inventing readings.
Yeah, maybe that could be something in a New Year's resolution also.
To get better at tarot?
No, God no, Ben. No, just to go for it. Just, if it feels good, do it.
Okay. Well, Brian, what deck are we using today?
This week is going to be the inaugural mission of the Madame Clara Sees All deck.
Well, perhaps then we won't run out of spirit energy if Madame Clara knows.
Yeah, you want to talk about the deck a little bit?
I do. Unfortunately for everyone, I like this deck quite a bit. This one came from the Kickstarter?
Yep.
All right. And this is a really nice little deck here. Very hard to shuffle. Cards are a little big. Or overly card stocky.
I think they're overly card stocky.
All right, so that's the one knock against the deck. But otherwise, it's great because the artwork is just like a lot of like statues, mm-hmm. is how I would describe it. It's almost like photocopies or cutouts of like statues and stuff. Like, what the hell is this card? The Eye of Providence? That's not a real card. It has the Illuminati money card. Symbol on it.
I've never seen
this. This is
card.
New.
Does it have a number on it?
No. This must be like the fountain.
But yeah.
It's the Eye of Providence. See, we need our own deck so we can just throw cards into it.
We can have the Ben and the Brian.
I like that. Okay, so yeah, there's statues.
Oh, we could have the amateur.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's kind
of. It comes right before the fool.
It's worse than the fool.
It doesn't know any of the penalties of anything, and it fails miserably all the time.
And the other thing that's neat about this deck, beyond like the statues and sort of the Art Deco backgrounds on it, is that at the bottom of every card, there's a little banner that tells you what the card is, and then if you flip it upside down, it tells you what the card is upside down.
That's really nice for people like us who refuse to learn what the cards
are. Yeah, like, look, here's the High Priestess. Right side up, it says, trust your inner voice and seek answers in your dreams. Or you can flip it upside down and it says, confusion and untruths will cloud your thoughts and inner vision. So, like, you don't even need to know the tarot to read from the Madame Clara. Madame Clara is here with us telling us how to read the cards.
It sounds like if everybody out there in listener land got a Madame Clara deck, you could really save us a lot of work. We wouldn't need to do this podcast for you anymore because you would just be able to answer all your own questions.
I have a great idea for Christmas.
Get every single one of our readers the Madame Clara Sees All deck?
Yes. And then our New Year's resolution 2019, do something else with our lives.
That's not going to happen.
All right. Well, let's shuffle up the Madame Clara deck the right way so you don't yell at me. I hope the Eye of Providence comes up.
I do too. I want to know what that does.
Yeah. All right. So get everybody back up to speed on what we're doing here.
Okay. So we're dealing with Liz. And Liz's question, I'm getting married in a year, which is January 1st of 2019. And she wants to know, what will my first year of marriage be like?
And tell them about the reading we're doing.
And we're going to do...
Some people might just be tuning in.
We're going to be doing... We're going to be doing a four-card reading of winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Exactly. All right. So, here we go. Our winter card, flip, and it's the moon.
The moon.
Should we just go for it, or should I read what Madame Clara has to say?
We'll read what Madame Clara has to say.
All right. Dig deep to reveal your shadow and face hidden fears.
So, should we go for it?
We should go for it.
Okay. So, this moon has two Washington monuments on either side of a disappointed-looking moon, like you normally would have. And then there's a wolf and a coyote. And then this looks like a real lobster. It doesn't look like a crawfish.
No, it is a real lobster.
And how many legs would you guess that a lobster has?
I would guess 10.
You would be right.
Great.
A lobster has 10 legs. Well, it has 10 limbs. It has 8 little spidery legs.
And then 2 big claws.
2 big claws. That's something that I didn't know a while ago, and I'm glad to know it now.
I only know it because you told me before... Before we turned on the mic.
Right, which is weird because we did not know that the moon was going to be coming up in this reading.
Madame Clara sees all.
Madame Clara does see all.
She saw to it that you would tell me that so that we would be prepared when this card showed up.
So what does this card mean for Liz's
winter?
Winter of 2019.
Well, my thinking here is that, you know, the moon is generally about hidden things, the subconscious, stuff we can't really fully see or get our head around. So, you know, Liz is asking this question. She's probably exciting for the wedding. But at the same time, maybe she's nervous, you know? She's coming to us asking about our first year of marriage. If Liz was, like, the most super confident, maybe she would just not even need to bother the spirits with the question. So my assumption is, like, maybe subconsciously she's a little nervous. And then in this winter, she's going to be... sort of like in her head a little bit, like, oh man, I just made this big commitment. And she's going to be thinking through all that stuff and sort of adjusting to this new stage of life. Not necessarily in a bad way, but, you know, coming to terms with like this new stage of life.
Yeah. And maybe finding out things that you didn't know about yourself in relation to your partner, your new partner on this journey that we like to call life.
And that's a good feeling for winter, you know, because unless you're me, who's going to be inside the whole year. Other normal people are just inside in winter. They have time to think.
Yeah, it's a good time to be in together.
Yeah. All right, Brian, should we jump into the spring? Flip. Oh, the Six of Cups.
The Six of Cups. Great.
Here's what Madame Clara has to say about the Six of Cups. Let your inner child live for the moment and look to the future.
And what a great thing for spring.
Yeah.
Before we jump into it, let's talk about the card, I guess.
Sure. Two baby cherubs with, I guess all cherubs are babies.
Yeah, I think so.
And then there are
six. I think that's where we get the word chubby from.
Really? I guess that makes sense. I never thought about it. So the Six of Cups is about childhood and like nostalgia.
Yeah, it's the BuzzFeed card. Remember when you had 6 cups full of flowers and you were giving them to your friend?
Yeah. So how does this affect Liz's marriage in the spring?
I think that coming out of the winter, where you learn all this stuff about yourself, you learn who you are, you're really learning who your partner is, because you just spent like 3 interminable, dark, dark months together, just learning how to love through all of that pain. Sorry. I might have been...
You're thinking about your childhood again.
Yeah, I apologize.
You're kind of Six of Cupsing right now.
Yeah. So you have these 3 months in with the person that you love where you're learning about each other and you're learning about yourself.
It's a positive experience, Brian, for most people.
And then you finally step out the door on the first day of spring and everything is beautiful and full of flowers and full of life and new life. And you're there with your partner and you and your partner are kind of being born anew after the cold winter. You're stepping out into this nice spring and you're able to walk hand in hand like 2 chubby little cherubs and just look at the flowers and just really enjoy the world as a new couple.
Perfect. All right, jumping into the summer months now. It's getting hot out.
Whew. I'm going to take my pants off.
I was just going to say, let me take off my pants. Flip. What? This isn't a card.
What?
The Hand of Mysteries.
Oh, my goodness.
The Hand of Mysteries says, get in touch with your higher being and seek power within. This is, we're going to have to just interpret this one as we go.
Well, I think that for sure, something that is going to have to happen is you guys are going to have to start a grow house.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you got to get in touch with your higher being.
Oh,
nice,
I get
nice,
it.
Nice, nice,
nice. All right, so I'm going to talk about the Hand of Mysteries, which is, there's a hand, and it has a different object on each of its fingers. There's a key, what looks like a bell, a sun, a purple heart, and then a crown.
Green clover?
No. And then on the palm itself is a burning fish.
Whoa. Does that fish have legs?
No, I think he's like... No, he does not have eight lobster legs, although I could see where you're getting that. It looks like he's propped up on some wood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like fish do.
Yeah, like fish do. And then that hand is surrounded by swirling clouds. I'm going to reread what Madame Clara has to say about this. Get in touch with your higher being and seek power within.
This is nuts.
Yeah. This is not a real tarot card.
What did you say was on the second finger?
Some sort of, like, bell.
Oh, okay. I can see that. So what does this mean for the summer?
I think, this is kind of connecting me back to the moon. Like, you're getting back in touch with yourself again and, like, elevating. So you've gone through the moon, you've discovered, I mean, maybe I'm bringing this back too early, but I'm thinking, like, moon, you're getting in touch with yourself and your partner. Spring, and the Six of Cups, you're kind of having this new rebirth where you're sort of discovering kind of how awesome marriage is going to be. And then this Hand of Mysteries is telling you, like, you're coming through this rebirth and now you're growing into this relationship even more than you thought you already were.
Oh, nice.
Do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I think that during the summer is the time when these children start to grow, like you were saying. But there's going to be a lot of new opportunities for you as this new unit. Together, there's going to be a lot of new opportunities for you to dive into and for you to explore together and to really heighten the individuals that you are and heighten yourselves as a family unit.
I love that. And do you think that this deck is so hard to shuffle because it's actually not the standard 78 cards, but there's like 40 other cards we didn't even realize that aren't real? Yeah.
There's at least two in here that are not standard tarot cards.
Yeah, that we know of. All right, are you ready for the final fall card?
All right, let's see what autumn brings.
Flip. The Seven of Wands.
It's a real one.
It's a real card. The Seven of Wands. Madame Clara says, stand your ground. Let perseverance be your driving force.
All right. And on this card, we have...
Michelangelo's David.
Michelangelo's David doing the hustle.
But he's got, like, a staff in his hands.
He's holding one staff, and then there's six other staffs coming up at him, one dangerously close to his crotch.
Yeah, I saw that.
But what the Seven of Wands indicates is that you are struggling with something. You are so close to a victory, but you're having to fight off all of these naysayers or all of these people that are coming after your point of view.
Also, the Michelangelo's David figure, or just the dude on another Seven of Wands, he's on a higher perch than his, like, oppressors.
Yeah, he's up on a wall.
So, I'm kind of thinking, in context here, you know, you've gone through this Hand of Mysteries phase where you've grown as a unit, you've discovered these new truths, you've reached a higher plane, and it's like, other things are gonna get in the way, you know, like work, and, like, I don't know, if you're going to have a kid, like, that's going to be sort of something that you're going to have to work on. You know, there might be, as couples do, you know, there might be a fight here and there. There's going
to
be...
The days are going to start to get shorter.
Yeah.
And it's going to start to get a little cooler, and maybe you'll start to get a little complacent in where you are. You think, after coming off all of these great new adventures, that everything is going to be a great new adventure every single day. And some days are just like, hey, do you want a macaroni? No, let's have spaghetti.
And I think, like, this is a reminder that, you know, you achieve this higher stage or this higher plane of your relationship, and then you have to defend that. Like, you can't just be complacent and assume, like, okay, well, we've done it. You have to continue to work on that relationship. And I think that sort of cycles us back into the moon of, like, now you're in this cocoon winter phase of kind of getting to know yourself again, getting to know your partner again, understanding this new plane so that you can go through the cycle again. I mean, it really sort of worked out in this, like, yearly cycle of things to do.
And here is another thing that dovetails into that and goes exactly into that. Sometimes when you're first getting married and you have a lot of stuff going on, when you do start to get into these days when everything isn't just like a fun adventure, people who have experience being married, or sometimes who don't have experience being married, might come in and try and tell you how to be married, how to be happiest married.
Just hit him with a stick.
You could just hit him with a stick, but what you need to know is that only you guys know how to make your marriage work. Only you guys know what's going to be the perfect match for you. And as the days are getting shorter, as people are giving you conflicting information, you really need to rely on each other and that higher ground that you've established. And as you go back into winter, as you go back into a more hibernatory time, you have each other. And you
have all these sticks to light on fire to stay warm.
Yeah, you can light all these sticks on fire. You can start a little bonfire in your house, and you can learn more about each other during the winter that's coming up, and you can do that together.
Cool.
So what do you think, Liz? How'd we do? I guess we'll find out on...
Oh, I was just going to let her answer. Just let her answer.
Well, she doesn't know yet.
Oh, I see.
She won't know until January 1st of 2019.
No, she'll know, because this is a guaranteed future outcome.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you got that going for you.
All right, well, let's get out of here.
All right. All right. Well, that was Liz's question. Thank you, Liz, for asking it.
Yep.
And you're welcome for us answering.
And thank you, Brian, for inventing a new tarot reading.
That's what I do sometimes, just this one time.
Yeah, you did great.
Don't worry, we're not going to do that every week.
New Year's resolution, a new form every week.
I just specifically said that's not my New Year's resolution. There's not going to be a new form.
But what if it's mine? You can't stop me. You can't tell me what resolutions to have.
Well, then you've already screwed up because I made up this one.
Oh.
So I guess you have to start for next year.
All right. Well, next year, 2019, I'll save it because I probably can't start a new goal or a new objective unless it's the first day of the year.
Or you could come up with a new spread every other week, and I could come up with a new spread every other week.
I don't know. We'll think about it.
We're not going to come up with a new spread every week.
Well, that's why I said we'll think about it. That's the way to relegate something to, like, I'm not going to do it, but I don't want to say it.
Here's how much I'm going to think about it. I'm done thinking about it.
Well, Brian, I'm not done thinking about it because as we move into Card of the Week, I was already kind of planning on surprising you with a different thing.
Oh, boy.
In this zone that had nothing to do with you coming up with your own, I was already kind of sandbagging this idea.
This is exciting.
So it's just an all new thing. What if instead of Card of the Week, and I know this is like a lot of weight to put onto our shoulders and to put into the spirits that are going to flip over our Card of the Week. But what if on January 1st, 2018, we gave people the Card of the Year?
The Card of the Year. I love it.
I wish it was the Hand of Mysteries.
Quick, reshuffle that deck. Well, I think that the honor of the Card of the Year is going to go to the Ostara deck.
All right.
The Lucille Ostara deck.
This is a good one. It's... For those who aren't longtime listeners, the Ostara deck is a deck that was created by four different artists. Wasn't it also supposed to be seasonal? Or no?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, it wasn't supposed to be seasonal. But
it's a spring deck, though.
Oh, okay, that's why I was thinking of seasons.
Ostara is the same as Easter.
Oh. So it's a deck about the spring by four different artists with four different artistic styles. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, we love this deck, and we haven't ever used it for Card of the Week before, and I guess we'll still not have it.
We'll have used it for Card of the Year. Maybe in 2019, if we're still doing this, we can do it again, you know, make it a tradition.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. Card of the Year. We're ready. Are you ready? I'm ready. Flip. The High Priestess.
The High Priestess. You want to describe the card?
The High Priestess. Nice. Well, I don't know how to describe the card because nobody's written a clever little description, a little one-line description on the bottom of it. Oh, you mean physically describe the card. Okay, cool. So the High Priestess in this deck is quite interesting. It's a woman in sort of like Victorian, very highfalutin garb. But it's a woman, but it's not really a woman because she's got like a veil over her eyes, but her eyes are like compound insect eyes, and she's got like feathered tentacles coming out of her head. She's got a pomegranate in her hand, which is somehow symbolically significant. Look that up.
All right. And from the accompanying book from the Ostara Tarot, the High Priestess, keywords, secrets, intuition, divine wisdom, mystery. So that's pretty good.
It is basically, we basically did get the Hand of Mysteries.
Yeah. And the description is, a veiled woman waits in silence, clutching a pomegranate to her chest. The High Priestess is a figure of divine wisdom, feminine mystery, and intuitive knowledge. She is often associated with the Querent, for she represents all that is unknown and secret. To artists and writers, she is the embodiment of creative potential. Her pomegranate alludes to Persephone, who traveled between the land of the living and the land of the dead.
Well, there you go. Now you don't have to look it up.
As a guardian of the unconscious, she urges you to look inwards before you act and to contemplate your dreams. Let the logical and intellectual part of your mind go quiet in order to tap into your innate intuition.
I was about to say, I love this, but I've said that like four times this episode, so I feel like I need to stop saying it.
Just keep saying it, man.
I love it. This is what a great card for the new year. A card about creative potential, a card about intuition and inner wisdom. I mean, what more could you ask for on the new year?
Right?
For your whole year.
And the High Priestess card is also the artwork that they have chosen, that the four artists have chosen to kind of represent the whole deck. It's the it's on the cover of the box. It's on the cover of the book. And so when Ben flipped it over, I actually thought that it was a placeholder card. So, it's one of their favorite cards as well.
Well, there you go.
And I think that it's great to kick off the year.
I think so. So if you're feeling lost any time this year, think back to this moment and remember that...
You're wrong. You're not lost.
The answer is inside you. You have it there. It's hidden behind that pomegranate. So just move that pomegranate over and you'll see the answer.
Yep. Anything else, Ben?
No, let's get out of here.
All right.
Let's go greet the year.
Hello, 2019.
Nope.
2018?
Yep.
Hello, 2018.
Yep. Well, save that other one. Just cut that little bit out and you can save it for...
slice it out.
Yeah, save it for next year.
Well, the first thing we want to do is re-thank Liz for sending in her question this week.
And then we want to thank you guys, the listeners, for listening. And also shouting out your New Year's resolutions when we left that gap. You know what? Let's put another gap here so we can just kind of reinforce what that resolution was. Let's all yell out our resolutions again.
Except for me and Ben aren't going to yell out our resolutions.
No, because ours is recorded. We can always go back to it.
Yeah, but you shout yours out again right now.
Cool.
So nice. Good.
I'm really proud of
so
you.
So good. If people wanted to ask us a question, if for some reason the High Priestess wasn't enough for their year and they have a specific question that they wanted to ask, where could they get in touch with us?
Well, Brian, a couple things that they could do. First off, they could go to amateurtarot.com.
That's our website.
That's our website. There's a box there. It says, ask us your question, and you can just type it in and hit send, and we'll get it.
Great.
Another thing they could do, this one's a little more cumbersome to remember, but if you just want to go straight to your inbox, amateurtarotreading@gmail.com, and we'll take care of it.
Hey, Ben, what if I just have a phone and I just wanted to call somebody?
Well, I have a phone, but I don't use it to call people.
Yeah, but what if I'm...
old school?
Old school.
314-325-6047.
And what happens if they call now?
They'll get a free box of knives.
Wonderful. And if you don't want to do all that phone nonsense, you can always reach out to us on Twitter at Tarot Amateur.
You can get Brian at Zen Iron Man.
You can get Ben at Making All This Up.
And then you can go onto iTunes. You can type in Amateur Tarot. We'll come up. Click on the little fool. I guess it's the fool. It's us as the fools. The amateur. You know, that's our card.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. You just didn't acknowledge it. Like, you were just, like, sitting there waiting for me to keep talking.
Oh, I was inwardly smiling.
Oh, I was waiting for you to be like, nice, nice, nice. So, yeah. Rate us on iTunes, if you would. And also, you know what? Tell a friend. Just one friend. It doesn't have to be five. Brian said five earlier. That's a lot. Who has five friends? I don't.
Who has five friends every week?
So just find one friend that you care about, that means something to you, and say, hey, friend, your friend's name here.
Yeah.
But remember to replace that with your friend's name. Don't say your friend's name here.
And don't say, hey, friend, because that's a good way to start a fight with somebody, especially a stranger.
So, hey, brackets, your friend's name here.
End brackets.
End brackets. I listen to this great podcast called Amateur Tarot Pod. It's these two funny guys, Ben and Brian, and they read cards and give actually surprisingly good advice. Yeah. You should check it out. And then you take their phone, you use their face, you steal their face to log into it, and then you subscribe them.
Yeah, that's the best thing you can do. And those two things that Ben just described, leaving a review on iTunes and forcing a friend to subscribe to us, if those weren't your New Year's resolution, then you're doing something wrong. So just make sure that when we leave this next blank space, the New Year's resolution that you say, is that.
And it's a really easy, like, this is a great way to get some momentum early, because this is an easy thing to do. It takes you about 5 minutes. And then think about that. One of your two goals for the whole year is done.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So we're going to leave a space right here and just shout out your New Year's resolution, the one that has to do with us. Hold on. 1, 2, 3. Aw, thank you. That's so nice.
Thank you.
That's great. That's great. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Thank you to everyone who's going to rate and review us on iTunes.
Thank you to the new friend that you subscribed by stealing their face.
Yes. And thank you to Liz again for sending in the question. And I think that's going to do it for our first show of 2018. Bye.
That's the sound of the... Yeah. Yeah.
All right, the ball dropped.
I was hoping to find some more. It's only the hand of mystery is in the eye of providence.
Oh, okay.
And I was hoping to find more, like, the toes of destiny.
The bangs of indecision.